Dracula, Disc 15.
Jonathan Harker's Journal, October 30th, Night. I am writing this in the light from the furnace door of the steam launch. Lord Godalming is firing up. He's an experienced hand at the work, as he has had for years a launch of his own on the Thames and another on the Norfolk Broads. Regarding our plans, we finally decided that Mina's guess was correct, and that if any waterway was chosen for the Count's escape back to his castle, the Sereth, and then the Bistritza at its junction, would be the one. We took it that somewhere about the 47th degree north latitude would be the place chosen for the crossing the country between the river and the Carpathians. We have no fear in running at good speed up the river at night. There's plenty of water, and the banks are wide enough apart to make steaming even in the dark easy enough. Lord Godalming tells me to sleep for a while, as it's enough for the present for one to be on watch. But I can't sleep. How can I, with the terrible danger hanging over my darling, and her going out into that awful place? My only comfort is that we are in the hands of God. Only for that faith it would be easier to die than to live, and so be quit of all the trouble. Mr. Morris and Dr. Seward were off on their long ride before we started. They are to keep up the right bank, far enough off to get on higher lands where they can see a good stretch of river and avoid the following of its curves. They have, for the first stages, two men to ride and lead their spare horses, four in all, so as not to excite curiosity. When they dismiss the men, which shall be shortly, they shall themselves look after the horses. It may be necessary for us to join forces. If so, they can mount our whole party. One of the saddles has a movable horn, and can be easily adapted for Mina if required. It's a wild adventure we are on. Here, as we are rushing along through the darkness, with the cold from the river seeming to rise up and strike us, with all the mysterious voices of the night around us, it all comes home. We seem to be drifting into unknown places and unknown ways, into a whole world of dark and dreadful things. Godalming is shutting the furnace door.